So at the Park Heights JCC, we put together about 1,500 winter care packages that get delivered to homeless shelters and soup kitchens throughout Baltimore. There's 9 delivery sites. In the winter care packages, there's a hand-knit scarf and hat, gloves, socks, toiletries, chips, granola bar, water bottle, most of which of those items in the bag have been donated throughout the year by different community members. Also at the Park Heights JCC, we have a mitzvah room where there's a bunch of different craft projects, like stuffing teddy bears that are going to go to hospitals and homeless shelters. We're making no-sew fleece blankets. We made placemats that get delivered to clients of Meals on Wheels. We made 500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that go to Our Daily Bread. And then that's all at the Park Heights JCC. At the Owings Mills JCC, we put together about 100 winter care packages that get delivered to a shelter in Reisterstown, and that's a smaller group that works over there. And then we have a variety of different projects that are going on outside in the community. People are making meals for homeless shelters. People are visiting the elderly, having visits with special needs clients, just a bunch of different activities. So there's a lot going on.
How many volunteers do you have? How many people do you have volunteering today?
I think about 1,000. About 1,000 volunteers, and that also includes people that volunteer throughout the year knitting the scarves and hats for us. So we don't have the total tally yet, but I think it's about 1,000.
But this is a year-round effort. It's not just on Christmas Day, correct?
No, we have a small committee that works on this project. We meet about 6 times throughout the year, starting in January, to plan the project. Yeah, it's a year-long effort.
And you find whole families participating? I mean, parents, grandparents, and kids?
Yeah, parents, grandparents, singles, you know, grandparents bring their children. Grandparents bring their grandchildren. Whole families come together. It's, you know, a variety of different, you know, everybody. It runs the gamut of who participates.
It's in Baltimore, so I seem to remember this as long as I've been around. How many years have you guys been doing this?
So I think this is our 8th year doing it actually on Christmas Day. Jewish Volunteer Connection a while back used to do something in May. But I think this is our 8th year doing it actually on Christmas Day.
Very good. Anything else you want to add, Dana?
No. Oh, and this year also we had a bone marrow registry drive. So we are having people get swabbed to be on the bone marrow registry to help hopefully save a life. So we're excited about that addition to the event.